T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano program. Welcome in. Big issues, big guests, what we try to do every day. Nice work by Bill. We have the guy who is in the center ring right now. This was one of the more heated moments, direct moments around the back and forth in these White House press conferences with Sean Spicer. Yesterday it was Ms. Huckabee. Brian Karim, I believe, is the executive editor of the Montgomery County papers in Maryland, and a contributing writer to Playboy. That seemed to catch the attention of Vox, a website, liberal website, that billed yesterday's confrontation this way. An heroic Playboy reporter defended CNN's honor at the White House press briefing yesterday. Brian Karim joins us here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Brian, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us.
Sure. Glad to be there.
Well, are you okay with that headline? Is that the way you see it?
No.
Okay.
What was the headline again?
The headline was, an heroic Playboy reporter defended CNN's honor at the White House press briefing.
Okay. The last name's Karim, by the way.
Oh, Karim. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the correction.
Sorry. And I'm the executive editor for the Sentinel newspapers in Montgomery and Prince George's County, Maryland. There are two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I do contribute to Playboy. I write an online column for them once a week. I guess, in so much as I was standing up for all reporters, I don't know about defending anybody's honor. But the fact of the matter is I respect, I have said this repeatedly, I wrote a column defending Sean Spicer when people were calling for his head. And the title of the column is In Defense of Sean Spicer.
Mm-hmm.
I defend what they do. I respect what they do. I merely want them to respect us in turn. And I feel like we are not getting that respect in that briefing room.
Okay. And now, we could talk about you, Brian, exactly how you felt that. But on a day when CNN is caught up in two major deals here, one with the Project Veritas guy, and I realize, you know, the argument over was this edited in a way that's unfair, and two, with the reporters who were fired or resigned around going down this Russian camp, how was she, I get your technical point, we played it, saying that she said, look at this tape, even though she didn't know if it is completely credible yet. But what was she inflaming? Do you feel the Trump administration is inflaming attacks on reporters?
I think the Trump administration, they've declared us the enemy of the people on numerous occasions. They label us all with fake news. They had not had a press on-camera press briefing in a week. And so yesterday when the first press briefing in a week occurred, the first question that was brought to her was about the press, and she proceeded to browbeat the press once again. I've seen and heard it many times.
All right. Now, I don't know how many presidents, Brian, how many presidents have you covered? Did you cover President Obama and Bush, or how many?
I've covered every president since Reagan.
Okay, every since Reagan. I have been on the air through same thing or more. And I have to say, either Democrat or Republican, this is the most battle that I've seen. And you could say Trump is provoking it, but the media has gotten into their head. I believe several people are right. I'm not saying you, but overall, that journalism is sometimes thrown out because he is such a force for bad things for the country that they have to stop him at all costs. And CNN has fallen into this.
I can't speak to what others do. And there may be validity to the claim. I don't have personal knowledge of that. I only have knowledge of what goes on in that room. And I'll defend this part of what the president's press corps has done. They have provided us cabinet members to speak. They have given us off-camera briefings. They have included Skype so people outside the Beltway can be involved in the briefings. All of those things are very good things. It's directly contrary, it's contradictory to do that on the one hand, and then at the other time, berate reporters, go after reporters. The only time that we're ever really praised is when we write something that is in favor of the president. So all of that leads me to, getting upset with being labeled fake news, all of us being labeled thus, all of us being browbeaten into submission and bullied. And I don't like bullies.
Okay, now let me move you to another point, see if you agree. I get that on an individual basis, how you would feel in that situation. But my feeling is, and it's more than just me, it's people like Bernie Goldberg, Cheryl Atkinson, and others who have been inside this. There has been, and this is why people are upset outside this, a liberal bias over the course of time. The evidence is that President Obama, I believe, got very good treatment from the elite media versus what Trump is getting. So I understand throwing around fake news all the time. You should pick your spots. But don't you see that there's an overall sense of bias here?
There's always look, that cry is as old as the Republic. I mean, there were Andrew Jackson supporters and detractors who called him a drunk and a prevaricator and a fornicator and everything else. I mean, there is never – that's not the issue. The issue is those people are in government. Those people are there to govern, and it is their job to govern. It is our job to ask questions. If we make mistakes, we pay for those mistakes. If there is bias, it is weeded out. But
I beg to differ with that. Well, I don't think so, it's weeded out.
How did the CNN people get fired?
It wasn't just bias. I mean, they had stuff there, but they were facing a $100 million
lawsuit. Well, that's how you weed out bias. Any one of us in that room are expendable, and we come and go. We're with this administration for 4 years, come hell or high water. They need to be responsible. We have to admit mistakes. We have to correct errors. I have yet to see this administration admit one mistake. Now, I fully agree and support some of the things the president does, and I fully disagree with some of the things the president does. That doesn't even matter. I do that with all presidents. There are things about you want to go back to the Obama administration? Fine. I cannot stand what their Justice Department did and the fact that they jailed whistleblowers. Okay, I wrote about that then.
Okay.
That's not what it's about.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Brian, the comparison.
There has never been an administration who has taken on the Fourth Estate the way this man has.
Well, wait a minute. Now, there are different tactics here, but the complaint of many reporters, wait a minute, Brian, that I get on, and the Trump thing we'll put aside just for a moment, that the Obama administration did go after whistleblowers, the guy at Fox News and others, and was squelching information.
Whistleblowers, people within his own government.
Yeah, but how about reporters? How about James Rosen? No.
Whistleblowers and jailed reporters are two different things. Yeah, they also jailed reporters. I'm talking about whistleblowers in the Justice Department. They blew the whistle on problems in the Justice Department, and they jailed them. That was egregious. Okay, fine. I'm not even talking about that. I haven't even seen that yet. What I'm seeing in that press room, the point that I was speaking to with Sarah, is that those people are responsible to answer the questions. We're responsible to ask them. And to walk in and use your first briefing on camera in a week to beat us over the head and bully us and spout out fake news, again, drives a wedge between the press and the public, and we are the public.
Okay. Now, do you have another news conference today, Brian?
Well, there's one off camera today. I won't be there because it's for my newspaper. This is production day, and I'm never there on Wednesdays. I'm usually in there Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and occasionally Fridays.
And you write for Playboy once a week. Do you write investigative journalist or opinion? What do you write?
It's a political column for them from the White House.
Okay. Well, Brian, thank you very much. To be continued. I hope we talk with you again. Thank you for joining us today.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.